Unit 15. Hotel Services. Page 58. 2. Let's listen. People are making calls from their hotel rooms. Who is each person calling? Listen and circle the correct answer. 1.
Hello. I'd like to have some shirts pressed.
Yes. How soon will you need them?
Can I get them by 6 o'clock tonight?
Yes, sir. Just leave them in your room and I'll send someone to get them.
2.
Yes, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to make a long-distance call to Japan.
You can make the call yourself. Just dial 01181, the area code, and the number.
Thanks.
3.
I'd like to order a large pot of coffee, please.
Yes, for how many people?
2.
Anything to eat?
No, thanks. That's all.
4.
Can you send someone to my room to help with my bags, please?
Yes. How many bags do you have?
3.
Just leave them in the room and I'll send someone to bring them down to the lobby for you.
5.
Has anyone left a package for me?
Yes, we do have a large envelope for you at the front desk. Do you want me to send it up to your room?
It's okay. I'll come down for it, thanks.
6.
Can I help you?
Yes. Could you send up a couple of extra towels and another blanket?
Certainly. I'll send them up right away.
Page 59. 3. Let's listen. Task 1. People are talking to a hotel receptionist. What does each person want to do? Listen and circle the correct answer. 1.
Good afternoon. Can I help you?
Yes, please. Could you check if there are any messages for me, please? I'm in room 219.
Sure. Let me see. No, I'm sorry. It doesn't look like there are any messages yet.
Oh, no. That's really too bad. I was expecting an important message from my boss.
I'm sorry. If any messages do come in, I'll let you know right away.
Thanks. Oh, I almost forgot. I need to mail these letters. Do you happen to know where the nearest post office is? Or a mailbox?
Actually, you can just leave them here and we'll mail them for you.
Great. Thanks a lot.
2.
Can I help you?
Yes. I'd like to move to a different room if possible.
Of course. Is there something wrong with your room, ma'am?
Yes. It faces the street, so it's pretty noisy.
I see. Let me check. Yes, I can move you to a room on the opposite side. That should be much quieter.
Great. And is it a non-smoking room?
Let me check on that. I'm sorry, it's not. All the non-smoking rooms are occupied at the moment.
That's too bad. I hate the smell of smoke. But at least it will be quieter.
3.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes. I need a taxi to the airport tomorrow morning.
No problem. I can arrange that for you right now. What time is your flight?
I think it's around 9:30, so can the taxi come around 8 o'clock?
Actually, you'll probably want the taxi to pick you up around 6:30.
6:30? Are you sure?
Well, the airport is pretty far from here, as you know, and it's been taking people a really long time to get through customs and immigration recently.
I guess you're right. Can you call me before the taxi comes tomorrow morning? I need about an hour to wake up and get ready.
No problem. I'll schedule a wake-up call for 5:30.
4.
Good evening, ma'am. Can I help you?
Hi. Can I still get room service? I've been driving all night and I'm hungry.
Sure. Here's a menu. I believe they're open for another 15 minutes.
Is there any way to get the lasagna without meat?
Actually, I'm sorry. They can't do that.
But I'm a vegetarian. I don't eat meat. Are you sure they can't help me?
I really wish they could. Maybe you should try this spaghetti. It's very tasty, and the sauce doesn't have any meat.
Hey, good idea. I'll have that. They can bring it up to room 147.
Page 59. 3. Let's listen. Task 2. Listen again. Are these statements true or false? Check the correct answer. Page 60. 4. Let's listen. Task 1. People are talking about the hotels they are staying in. Listen and check their opinions about each hotel. 1.
My friends and I flew down here to the beach for spring vacation. Of course, we're really excited about swimming and partying and meeting other college students. Our hotel is full of families and little kids, though. The restaurants are terrible, really crowded with kids, and noisy, and they're really slow, too. The hotel should have one restaurant that's just for adults, I think. Another problem is the service. The staff is too busy running activities for the little kids, so sometimes they don't bring us new towels or clean the room. One good thing is the room. It's really big and has a great view of the beach. The price is great, too. I guess most college students don't want to stay here, so the room rates are low.
2.
I travel a lot for my job. Too much, I think. Sometimes I'm away from home for 3 weeks or more. It can be pretty lonely. That's why I'm so happy about the hotel where I'm staying now. First of all, the restaurant serves light, healthy food that gives me a lot of energy for my work. Then there's the staff. They're very friendly to me. My only complaint is with the room. The bed is very hard. They should buy a softer mattress. Oh, and the rates are expensive, but the company pays for it, so I don't mind.
3.
Our trip to the lake has been pretty disappointing so far. It takes 2 days to drive there, so of course we have to stay in a hotel for one night on the way. My husband forgot to make a reservation, though. We found a hotel, but the restaurant is just a bar that serves food, so the kids can't eat there because they're too young. When I complained about it to the hotel manager, he just laughed at me. They should get a new manager. The room is dirty and tiny. It's really bad. The kids have to share a bed, and they're unhappy about that. Of course, the rates are very cheap, so that's good. We'll have to make sure to make reservations from now on.
4.
My flight was delayed by a big snowstorm, so I had to stay overnight in this hotel. My only complaint is the restaurants. There are 3 of them, and they are all way too expensive for me, because the airline isn't paying for my dinner. They should have at least 1 cheap, casual restaurant. The staff is so friendly, though. Whenever I call the front desk to ask for something, they always remember my name, and they work so quickly. The room is huge, with a giant bathroom that is bigger than my whole apartment. It's got everything, a refrigerator, a hot tub, a microwave, even a big screen TV with a VCR. The rates are very expensive. I am so glad that the airline is paying for the room.
Page 60. 4. Let's listen. Task 2. Listen again. What phrase completes each statement? Write the correct letter.